I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News
shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Botts, Thursday, May the 19th, and it's 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. You just go there, and you can listen to us via your computer, and you can add things. In fact, we've got people already on there. We've got Angel and Sun Gold and Mike already on. Good morning, ladies and Mike. I hope you're having a great day today. Speaking of great days, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today, Bad Bob?
Doing well. Enjoying the improving weather.
It's going to be a great day today. And speaking of great, here she is, Linda Bob.
Well, good morning. It feels good to be here. Sunny. It's going to be a sunny, fabulous day. Let me share with you. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if you feel like this. But after months and months of rain, when it's sunshiny out, my whole disposition feels like, wow. Now, I got up really early this morning. I'm not exactly sure why. But it was probably about 4:30 when I was definitely on my email. And the birds were just having a party. It was so cool. I walked outside, you know, wasn't quite, it was just starting to get light, you know, just the dawn was starting to break. And that is truly my favorite time of day. Now, let's see how many of you are listening this morning. Oh, but let's go back to the weather. Sunny with a high of 81, mostly clear tonight with a low of 52. And tomorrow we're going to have a great day with a high of 83, so that when we go to the pancake breakfast in the morning and we do all of our rodeo great things today, tomorrow, and Saturday, we're going to have fabulous weather. So tomorrow night, we're going to have about low of 53. Now, in my hand, because we're going to start right off at the top of the morning here with tickets, you know, which is one of my favorite things to do. And no, this if you vandalize my sign out in front of my door, don't call, because I'm mad. But I'm happy because I get to give tickets. So that always bugs me when you come into work and somebody's done some stupid thing. I don't know. But like we said, currently 52 degrees. And if you call right now, good morning, 605-4567, we're going to give you tickets to the rodeo. Now, guess when it's for? Tonight. These are for tickets for... You have tickets for tonight, right? Carl's giving me a look. Just a moment. I thought you said we had six tickets for tonight.
These are for Saturday. Hello? These tickets are for Saturday.
Yeah.
And these were handed to me yesterday. So,
but you have tickets for tonight, too.
They should have been in that group in the other bag.
Okay.
Yes, we have tickets for tonight. We have four tickets for tonight.
Four tickets for tonight. Okay, now we have a winner.
All right, you guys. And throughout the day, we are going to be... Actually, somebody just handed us an envelope, and I looked at the date. So we do have tickets for tonight. Later on in the program, be listening, because we have tickets for Saturday night. But that's not yet. You guys got to pay attention. Bob, right now, the person that won the tickets for the rodeo is Jim Wright. You know that you have to come retrieve those tickets from the front of our station, which is 1326 Market Street. And we're going to be doing that all day. You guys, we have some really big special surprises this morning, some special guests. First time in history that they are in Redding, California. It's a very thrilling time here with the Redding Rodeo, and also all things that we're going to be talking about this morning on KCNR 1460. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Shasta County
seniors, families, and caregivers. It is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Accent Care, Transition Senior Placement, Kirkwood Assisted Living, California Telephone Access Program, AARP, Reading Acupuncture, and State Farm with Scott Schumacher. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 on your dial. This is the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. How are you guys this morning? It feels so good to be here and with the sunshine and everything. And boy, we got people coming in and out. We've got tons of tickets to give away, so you don't want to go anywhere.
Let's get down to it. We've got the United States Marine Color Guard. Mounted Color Guard is here today with us. They came in, and we're going to talk to them in a little bit. We've got Congressman Wally Herger rolling in right after that at 8 o'clock to talk about what's going on in D.C., what's going on in the world back in the Beltway. But let's start off with two kinds of news. It's kind of good news and kind of news that makes you cringe.
See, we laugh about that. Newses. We make our own words. Let's do newses. Some newses this morning.
It looks like we're having, this is kind of one of those good news, bad news type things, is that the home sales and Reading are jumping up. That's right, jumping up. Unfortunately, it's because many of the home sales is from repos and bank possessions. Nearly half or 47% of all sales last month were foreclosures. But the sales surged to a nearly two-year high. And I think the average or the median sales price was $148,000. Back in 2010, it was about $165,000. So, first-time home buyers are getting a good deal. If you go to Kurt Largent's show on Saturday morning from 9 to 10, he talks about this. He he, you know, Kurt's, you know, into this. He talks about foreclosures. He talks about repo sales. He talks about how young people and older people can get into homes now at good prices. And that's on Saturdays. Now, another good story is where more than 1,000 local homeless people showed up at the convention center for annual Project Homeless Connect event. They had about 70 service providers there. And so they helped a number of people, families, and children. So that's that was a good effort again by the people in the North State. And now,
a couple of announcements here. We wanted to make sure before we get to big ta-da is the National Experimental Aircraft Association's B-17 bombers arrived in Reading. The Flying Fortress was scheduled for flights and ground tours for the general public earlier this week and had to be postponed due to the weather. The World War II bomber made it safely to Reading yesterday, and flights for the general public will take place this morning at the Reading Jet Center just north of the Reading Municipal Airport. Now, a couple thank yous this morning. I want to do a shout-out to Maui Bob. You always make everything so wonderfully when we come back into the office. Thank you. Wonderfully happy in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon, okay, after you get to meet these terrific people here in just a moment, tomorrow afternoon at Turtle Bay Cafe, you know, Joe Catania runs that, and it's right at the end of the bridge. We are going to be having lunch and invite you, the public, to come and meet the Marine Corps mounted color guard, and you're going to be hearing from them personally here in the studio in just a moment. But we wanted to let you know from 11:30 to 1:30 tomorrow, you can come meet these fine Marines. So there we go. I wanted to share that with you, and of course we've got our chat room open. Welcome, guys.
Okay, we're going to give a couple things here. Also, here is a Thursday's clue, or Tuesday's. What is this? Wednesday's. What is today?
Thursday.
Well, they gave me the piece of paper, but no clues on it. That's cool. Thank you, whoever that was that handed it to me. And
I may have them in
the
other room.
Oh, wait a minute. The loot's been found. It says Thursday, mountain high and valley low, like a U.S. postman, a president, and away we go.
You're still trying to identify the lone stranger.
Right. Mountain high and valley low, like a U.S. postman, a president, and away we go. That's for Thursday. And you can call the 223-1188 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, at which time the contest is over. So I hope that helps.
Congratulations now, to the gals who won the loot.
Yesterday, last night, I had the opportunity to judge the chili event down at the rodeo grounds. At the same time, they were having a quick draw contest. And as I drive up, I get out of my truck and there's gunfire. Well, after I pulled myself back out of the truck at that point and put back the automatic weapons that I had there, drop back the hand grenades, the smoke grenades, be able to break contact, then I sauntered on down to the rest of the rodeo grounds and saw it was the fast draw contest. And they were just blasting away out there when they were having a great time. And then I entered I was one of the chili contest judges. Had 14 little cups of chili, which was sufficient for the evening.
So nothing burned your so badly that it burned your nose hairs off or anything like that?
No, you know what? In fact, I think they're really trying to be nice to people because, see, when I have a bite of chili, I like to get that little bite. When I put it in my mouth, I like to have a little residue of heat somewhere in my mouth and throat. And then, you know, and then have the taste of cilantro, have a taste of chili in it. Somebody actually put Tabasco in their chili. Can you believe that? They put Tabasco in their chili. How in the hell can you call it chili if you put Tabasco sauce in your chili?
I don't know. I mean, everybody's, you know, here's the thing, Carl. Don't you think that when you do a chili, I mean, that's, you know, free reign to kind of be unique in your chili recipe. So have you ever tasted horseradish in chili?
No.
Have you ever tasted?
No. You know, somebody said that thought there was curry in one of the chilies. But,
ooh, well,
but you know, it's the funny thing is I and Greg from Realtors, Silas Lyons, Cheetah Johnson was there, Dave Tavern from 297, and every one of us agreed on one chili, that it was either the top or the second one of our group.
Oh, that's cool.
No, that's the unusual when you have that many people, that many different tastes. Say, that's good.
So you've done this kind of thing before.
Hey, this wasn't my first rodeo. And speaking of rodeos, we've got two more tickets for tonight for the fourth caller. The fourth caller gets two tickets for the rodeo tonight.
Opening night, you guys. Opening night ceremonies.
4567. We have two more tickets, and we'll give it to the fourth caller. So start calling 605-4567. Two tickets for tonight. We've got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:20 in the morning on May the 19th. This is Free Fire Radio.
Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Bott. 7:24 in the morning on May the 19th. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty good today. High of, what, 81? 83?
It looks like we're going to have a sunny day with about high of 81 and mostly clear tonight with about, 52. Tomorrow is going to be fabulous as well. And we're really excited that we're going to be able to get out into the rodeo and all the wonderful things that are going on. Just being in the North State in this kind of weather is fabulous. So rodeo up.
Okay. Now, you all quit too early here. We've still got two tickets for tonight. And this will probably be the next caller gets two tickets for tonight because a bunch of others have come in. It would be the next caller at 605-4567 gets two tickets to the Reading Rodeo for tonight. You know, something that happened. We talk about strange things that happen. The latest one, we said, you know, good things were happening, you know, taking care of other people and all that. San Francisco. And you know, it's just got to be San Francisco. A group seeking to ban circumcision of male children in San Francisco has succeeded in getting their controversial measure on the November ballot. Can you believe that?
I don't even want to hear about it.
Can you believe that they got 7,700 signatures to get it on the ballot? And if the measure passes, circumcision would be prohibited among males under the age of 18. As you can imagine, the Jewish community is somewhat up in arms and is saying things like, wait a minute, you can't do this. And the proponents of this measure say parents are really guardians, and the guardians have to do what's in the best interest of the child. So they call it a mutilation. So, but this is, at what point? I mean, well, is there spanking? Is all spanking gone? Is everything? Is anything that can be? How can you get? You just take a religious ceremony, and in this case, in the Jewish community, and just end it? And just say, oh, it's over? How do you do that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure even that it will pass. But if it did, then, of course, it's going to go into lawsuits like you can't believe that San Francisco will be doing. We have the...
Martha won the tickets.
There you go. Martha has the tickets for tonight for the rodeo. But the other thing going back to San Francisco is, how can they do that? There's so many, they banned so many things. They wouldn't let the Marines film a commercial in the streets of San Francisco. Yet at the same time, you can march naked, ride your bicycle naked through the streets there, and that's okay. And you can have sexually oriented themes in parades. That's okay. And, you know, they tried to ban the recruiters out of that area down there. I mean, this whole thing is just, the city of San Francisco is just, to me, is a strange place. You know, one of their supervisors, city supervisors, said that they wanted to do away with a standing army, that we don't need a Department of Defense in the United States if we just treated people well. I'm just not clear about all the stuff that's happening. What else? You went to a real interesting evening last night.
Yes, I was at Tobacco and Brew with Trudy Pratt, Dr. Trudy Pratt, and it was a fascinating evening. Boy, I'll tell you what, really made me look at pasteurized milk. This is a lot of organic farmers. In a previous show here on KCNR from the guy who catches the salmon out of Alaska, flash freezes them and brings them here and sells them. He's out of them, actually. He's going to be making another trip in June, and we have some of those. Fabulous. We heard from local farmers that olive oil, eggs, grass-fed, the importance of grass-fed beef. It was a fascinating time, and this is going to happen about every other month. So if you're interested, let me know here at the station, Linda at KCNR1460.com, and I'll make sure that you get on the mailing list. Doesn't cost to go. It's very informative. So that's what we did last night. And while you were tasting chili and judging chili, I was hearing about the difference between pasteurized and raw milk, and the organic farming and what's happening with the food industry today.
Well, it was interesting. I got to come in for a little while after eating chili to roll down there and see that. We'll have Dr. Pratt on sometime to talk about it, the different things, the different facets of it, which are just amazing, and you know the fact that the types of food that we put in our bodies. And you know, of course, that will last for the first time I pass a In-N-Out burger. Okay, our guest when we come back is going to be the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. We're going to be talking to two or three of them in here, talking about their job, what they do, their assignment here, and why they came up here to Reading when they could have probably gone to like 100 different places in the United States. It's Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. It's 7:29 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Business Network. Jobless claims fell more than expected in the past week. 409,000 Americans joined the unemployment line, but claims remain high, above the 400,000 mark for a sixth straight week. That's an indication of gradual job growth. LinkedIn making its debut on the New York Stock Exchange, the stock nearly doubling in its opening trade. The social networking site for professionals sold shares at $45 each. LinkedIn is only selling a small stake worth about $350 million. It puts the value of the company, though, at more than $4 billion, the most valuable internet IPO since Google in 2004. Dominic Strauss-Kahn resigning as head of the International Monetary Fund. He wants to devote all his energy to fighting sexual assault charges. Strauss-Kahn expected in court again this morning. His lawyers have proposed a $1 million cash bail, plus 24-hour home confinement with electronic monitoring. Prosecutors say he's too much of a flight risk. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Micro talks with a real Ford service technician about brakes.
Bob Loeb's here. Been working on Ford cars for, what is that, 27 years?
27 years.
How do I know when I need to get brakes done?
Well, when you have your car serviced, you're going to have your brakes checked. At that point, they can tell you where you're at.
Stop in for a free brake inspection and get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
People love to talk about how fast a car can get from 0 to 55 or whatever.
Right.
I'm interested in how fast it can go from 55 to 0.
See participating California dealership or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 5/31/11.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Be on the lookout for the lone stranger and sidekick robbing the local bank and hiding the loot. You can win cash just by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Saturday morning, it's parade time in downtown Reading starting at 10 a.m. Thursday is the start of the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events are still on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office. Buy a phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with entertainment from the one-armed bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Feral Man Crash Cooper, and, of course, Bull Riding. Get ready, Reading. It's rodeo time. Get your tickets to all the rodeo action at the Reading Convention Center box office.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, 5starbank.com. ByStar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning, May the 19th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Puts in dish satellite, 244-1988. Doug Tooley owns it. Local guy. A veteran of the 82nd Airborne, has been in business there since 1985. Guarantees his work. It stays local, my friends. He's got great deals for you. Don't call the 800 number. All right. You know, one of the things we've been talking about here for a couple of weeks is that the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is coming to town, and the Marines have landed. In our studios today are Gunnery Sergeant Michael Bate, Sergeant Darren Cole, and Corporal Eric Ryan. Good morning, gents. Getting tight there.
Good morning.
Great. Okay. First of all, thanks a lot. We know that you've got your choice of literally hundreds of places to go during the year, probably, right, Kenny?
Yes, sir.
How do you make your choice? I know you get so many requests in. So how would you say you make your choice?
We pretty Sergeant much Cole. Go for the best outcome for our money. So the publicity we get, we have to weigh how much the trip is going to cost.
Okay. So you felt like Reading could be a place that you could get your money's worth here, huh?
Yes, sir. Here's a good military town. Good military town. There's going to be a lot of publicity out there.
Oh, it absolutely will be. Okay, let's talk a little bit about yourself. Gunny, you're just taking over for in your spot here, right?
Yes, sir. I'm taking over for Gunnery Sergeant Pete McConnell. He's been doing it for about 3.5 years. He's retiring July 15th, so they asked me to come down and take over for him. It's a great honor to get to come out here, be with their Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. You join the Marine Corps to be the best, then the Mounted Color Guard, they're the only one in the whole entire Marine Corps. So taking over and being the only one, pretty much signifying you are the best.
Well, now, is there any other mounted color guards in the services at all? I mean, I've not heard of any.
The Army has their cavalry units. They're not really a mounted color guard, but they will do it. They're more of a reenactment unit. I believe we are the only ceremonial mounted color guard in the service.
Can I ask a question? I really want to hear about your horses, because I've read that they have been wild Mustangs that have been captured through, and people are going to love this, the Adopt a Horse and Burro program. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, we've been in business with the Bureau of Land Management since the mid-80s, I believe. So all of our horses come off of Bureau of Land Management land,
yeah,
and they're adopted straight off of there.
Now, have you, any of you, is part of the program, do any of you get to, what is it called, not when you tame a horse, but when you break a horse in? Have any of you had actually hands-on to start from scratch with a horse that becomes wild and then gets into the program with the Mounted Color Guard?
No, we don't. They are sent to the Nevada State Correctional Facility to be broke. We get them 90 to 100 days afterwards.
Yeah, that's a I've seen a documentary on that where the prisoners there will take the animals, and all of y'all your horses are all Palomino.
Yes, sir.
Also, right? Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about how you got into the Mounted Color Guard, because this isn't something. I mean, you don't enlist in the Marine Corps and say, hey, you know what? I think I'd like to be in the Mounted Color Guard. I mean, this, I mean, it's like...
And be in parades.
And be in parades and go
have
around.
Have all the girls swoon.
And have to go to dances and, you know, shootouts and all these places. I know tough duty when I see it, and you Marines are right there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This is KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:40 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
We are proud to claim the title of United States Marines.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the hardworking people at Northern Lights, would like to remind everybody about the ethanol-free 93. Not for only your weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws, but it runs great in your watercraft, motorcycles, and all those off-road buggies and jeeps. We also have the two-cycle oil mix, motor oils, and synthetics. And be sure to have an extra barbecue bottle sitting around. We've got the 2.5-gallon ones, just came in. We don't want anybody running out on Sunday. In Corning, ask for Robin, Vanessa in Weaverville, and in Redding, there's too many pretty faces to list. So just come by and give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott, 7:43 in the morning on May the 19th. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You want people that take care of the community and love their veterans, it's at Tobacco and Brew. They have discounts for veterans. Espresso Joe's got great coffee. It's getting hot out there, so they're starting into their smoothie and cold drinks. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And like I said, Joe and Shelley support our veterans. We have today with us, and we're honored to have, Gunnery Sergeant Michael Bate and Sergeant Darren Cole and Corporal Eric Ryan of the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Now, most people, when they think of Marines, of course, they think of the dress blues, because we do have the best uniforms ever. And they think of those strong, standing up straight devil dogs who send our enemies to hell, which is also true. But thinking about the Mounted Color Guard may not be in the top five things they think about in the Marine Corps. So, Gunny, I mean, how do you get assigned to the Color Guard?
Basically, it's normally O3 is going to do the job, but
O3s are infantry types.
Yes, they're infantry. They get PCS down there. It's a 3-year duty station. But we have a Sergeant Cole's comm, Corporal Ryan, his corrections. They found out about it and they requested to come down. So they called their monitors, put it in the AA form, and they came down. And it's a 3-year duty station. We're out of Barstow. So they come down there, and they can do it for 3 years.
Well, it's a great recruiting tool and a great way of publicizing the Marine Corps, obviously.
Especially if you're a real cowboy. Yeah. I mean, that just is.
So, yeah, tell.
Really, I got to tell you guys, which you have to meet these guys. They're going to be at the pancake breakfast tomorrow morning, and tomorrow afternoon, Carl and I are going to invite you out to the Turtle Bay Cafe where you can meet them up and close and personal, and they are truly a sight to behold.
Yeah, and okay, so Corporal Ryan.
Sir.
Do you have a background in horses?
I do. I grew up in Arkansas on a little farm, so I grew up riding all my life, and I was working at the correctional facility in Miramar in San Diego, and I heard about it, thought I'd request it. The worst they could do is tell me, no, you can't get it. So, and it worked out. They told me yes, and I came up and did a test ride, and they liked the way I ride. So I was here in 2 months of requesting it.
So what are your typical duties during the day, Corporal?
After morning formation, we'll go out and feed horses and clean stalls, and we have a big stable set up, so we usually have a lot of groundwork, upkeep, and getting the arena fixed up. We have the Barstow PRCA rodeo every year at our stables.
When you're traveling, how many days are you on the road, Gunny? You're just joining. But what's about your average days on the road, Sergeant Cole?
For a year. We did 43 events last year.
43 events. And that covered the United States, right?
We went to Washington, D.C. twice, so
okay.
We were cross-country twice.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Sergeant Cole.
I'm from the White Mountains in Arizona. I've been around horses my whole life, and I did the same thing. I requested the worst they could tell me no. It took me 3.5 years to get here, but I got here.
You had a combat tour.
I did.
I believe. And where were you at?
I was in Camp Fallujah, Iraq, in 2006, 2007.
I was there then. You were?
Yes, sir.
Who were you with?
I was with 9th Communications Battalion.
Yeah, 9th Comm.
Yes, sir.
I was there then. General Zomer.
Yes, sir.
And Linda Ford.
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know?
That was a hell of a year there. Things kind of cleared up after we were there, though, it looks like.
Yes, sir. Colonel Bristol, we had a lot of fun together.
Right. What about you went to Ramadi, obviously, a few times.
I personally did not. The unit did quite a few times, yeah. Yes.
That was really a fun place to visit. Not quite as much fun or as dangerous as the rodeo dance last night. But, you know, anyway. Okay, so you obviously have been with the unit a little bit longer than the other other riders. And it's a 3-year tour.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you said, you know, like 42 different places you go to, from D.C. What's the largest parade you've been in?
The largest parade we do, we kick off the Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena, California.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen you all out there.
Oh!
And then,
great way to kick it off.
So where does Reading kind of... Talk to me about Reading. Why did you come here? Because I know that you had your choice.
You had choices.
Of many other places.
We did. We had many choices, but talking with Gordon, telling us about how military-friendly this town is, talking about how personable, how many veterans we have here, looking at it, seeing all the stuff that was on your website, talking about the rodeo, it was just a good feel, a good atmosphere for us to come down here and show our support for the veterans as well as for your town.
Well, thanks.
Shout out to Gordon Bach, who's here. Gordon has been very instrumental in this, who's with the Asphalt Cowboys here, escorting these fine Marines around these next 3 days. And thank you, Gordon, for really working hard on that as well. So that's who Gordon is, Gordon Bach.
Yay! We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I know there's more than 3 of you here. I think how many came in this?
We have 9, sir.
You have 9
yes.
here in the group. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, are all of them riders?
No, sir. 7 are riders. 2 are from a headquarters battalion. 1's our PAO, and 1's a female MP. We take them out just so they can see a different side of the Marine Corps, so they can feel these towns that make you feel like, wow, this is a good thing about what we do.
How's it been so far?
It's been great. This town has opened us. Open up to us with open arms, and it's a good feeling when you go out there and see people stand up and thank you for what you do.
This is America.
This is
the heart of America.
This is a great place here.
It is.
We're going to take a break, Carl and the Bot. We have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard here, and we're honored to have them here. They're going to be at doing a photo op today down at the rodeo grounds, but then tomorrow at 11:30, we're going to have them down at the cafe at Turtle Bay, and we're just inviting people to come down and meet them and say hello.
And tomorrow morning as well, it's the pancake breakfast.
At the pancake breakfast,
in their blues.
Right. This is Carl and the Bot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water cost. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Don't miss the summer music series at Ensemble Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Villona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the Summer Music Series at Ensemble Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Ensemble Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. 7:52 in the morning, and it's May 19th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. We have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard here with Gunnery Sergeant Michael Bate and Sergeant Darren Cole and Corporal Eric Ryan. And we were just talking about how do you get into it. We've got, you know, combat veterans. Turns out Sergeant Cole and I were in Fallujah at the same time. And Gunnery Sergeant Bate and I were in Baghdad at the same time. He was wearing a uniform, and I was wearing sunglasses. So it was a little bit different. You've got nine people here with you.
Yes, sir.
And you're going, of course, four for the color guard, but they're going to have more than four horses out there, aren't you, during the parade?
Yes, sir. During the parade, we're going to set it up like the Tournament of Rose Parade. Me and Gunnery Sergeant McConnell ride up in the front, doing the meet and greet, waving to everyone, and Sergeant Cole, Corporal Villalobos, Corporal Ryan, and Sergeant Marks will be on the horses with the flags.
Okay. So what are you going to do today? Today you get kind of like a tour day, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Today, Gordon's taking us. We get done with here. We're going to go get some breakfast. He's going to take us a tour of the dam, the tour of the city. We're going to go to the Veterans Memorial. spend the time out there. It's always great to go and give back to those guys, talk to them, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we're at today.
Yeah, but I go the and then where? Then that should probably take most of the morning.
Take a good part of the morning, but then we're going to go to lunch after
that. Okay.
Then lunch, then 1500, the photo shoot down to the rodeo grounds.
And then the rodeo tonight, of course.
And the rodeo, yes, sir.
And do you have a list of places you shouldn't be in this town?
No, sir. This town opened up everywhere to us.
There's no places you can't go.
You got to be good until Saturday night, right?
We might have a list by the time we leave.
We're on our best behavior till Saturday.
Well, you know what? The town has welcomed you. I mean, we can tell. The town's welcomed you with open arms. And the fact is, we get a lot of messages here, people thanking you. And the fact is, hey, you know, you could have had your choice. I know for sure that you all were aimed in a different area.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, when I first called, and then Gordon and it was following this up, because we felt like it was, you all belong. The Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard belong in a town like Reading.
Yes, sir.
At least once a year. And we appreciate your all's sacrifices and the fact that you decided to come up here, and we want that to happen. They've also are urging you all to go to the Veterans Museum out there, Northern California.
Of course, I'm sure that's going to be on the stop.
Yeah, that'll be out there. They'll be out there too. That's out there by the airport, and that was just started by a senior master chief that was with us in Fallujah.
And the flag that's hanging behind us is the one that he brought back from
Fallujah
and gave to Bob Belongi. So that's how it all works anyway.
Today sightseeing, and then the photo shoot. Tomorrow, of course, the pancake breakfast.
Lunch at Turtle Bay,
and then rodeo. Saturday morning, the parade, the rodeo, and then where are you going to after this?
After this, sir, we go back home for a couple days. Then we're going to Valley Center down in Escondido, doing the rodeo down there. Come back for another day, going down to
Canoga Park
for Memorial Day, coming back from there, then going to Oklahoma City, coming back from there, then going up to Cody.
Wow. Cody, Wyoming?
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a tough rodeo.
It is, sir. Their town is just like yours.
Well, you know, I guess my feeling is that I think that you guys are like rock stars. So wherever you go, you get this fan, like they're just following you around. They want to have a little piece of you. And the next thing you know, I'm sure when you leave, you have a big... Oh, let's talk about your Facebook page.
Okay. The Facebook page, if you go on the Facebook and type in Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard under a page and hit like, you become our friends. You'll have the history of the Mounted Color Guard on, and be all the photos on there as well. But real quick, to steal a line from Gunny McConnell, the horses are the rock stars. We're just the riders.
You do, and I know that they were white Lipizzaners at one time when I was earlier in my career, that they were down there at Camp Pendleton.
Yeah, that was the Camp Pendleton Mounted Color Guard, which Gunny Sergeant McConnell was there when they disbanded back in the early 90s. We ride all Palomino Mustangs from Barrowland Management, so no more Lipizzans for us.
Well, you know, but that's good. I mean, that is very appropriate. So, well, we really, really appreciate y'all coming up. We really appreciate what you do for our country. You know, some people go, gosh, you know, Mounted Color Guard. Well, you know, it's good to go out there and wave the flag. And it's good for people to be able to see something that makes them proud
like that.
And you all are, you know, obviously well representing the Marine Corps. So we appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate your service. So any last thoughts here? Anything to tell anybody here while everybody's listening? Corporal Brian talking about going home. This is something that you probably never thought you were going to ever do.
Never, no. It's definitely a trip. It's nothing like I ever seen. I just got here at the first of the year, so I'm still trying to get used to, kind of like you said, kind of celebrity status, and it's different. It's different.
Okay, somebody wanted to know how you found it on Facebook. You just put in United States Mounted...
On the search page, put in Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, and it'll be under the pages. Then they just hit like, and then they'll be your friend on there, and they can have access to the photos and to see our events. And
I remember Corp. Core is C-O-R-P-S.
That's right. Okay, we got about a minute left. Congressman Wally Herger is in our studios out there. And so we're going to take a quick break, of course, for the news. And we'll have the congressman in there so we can talk a little bit about what's going on in the country and the economy and what's next. I don't think we'll be discussing the IMF chief being in jail, you know. So, so again, thank you so much, Marines, for being here and for everything you do for the whole team. And we are proud to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
In the North State. Okay, it's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How is the U.S. handling all the uprisings from Egypt to Libya to Syria? President Obama will tell us this hour. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
We don't know everything the president will outline in this speech, but the White House did release one part of it. The president will propose steps to help improve the economies of Egypt and Tunisia, the birthplace of the so-called Arab Spring. The White House arguing that a lot of the upheaval is over a lack of economic opportunities, particularly for young Arabs. And changing that, they say, could create a foundation to build democracies on. Dave?
Mike, Syria is condemning the sanctions the U.S. put on its leadership. Dominique Strauss-Kahn is no longer head of the International Monetary Fund, but he is still in jail, and he hopes to change that today. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live outside a New York court.
Dave, Dominic Strauss-Kahn quit, saying he felt compelled to protect the IMF. Strauss-Kahn has just arrived here in court, where his lawyers will again ask a judge for bail on charges he sexually assaulted a hotel maid, his attorneys proposing a $1 million cash bail, and house arrest at his daughter's home here in New York, which prosecutors expect to again fight, deeming Strauss-Kahn a flight risk. Dave?
Jeff, NASA keeps inspecting the shuttle for any launch damage up at the International Space Station, but Endeavour's commander keeps thinking about home. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Dave, Endeavor's commander Mark Kelly, the husband of wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, got an update regarding her skull surgery yesterday. He spoke to Fox News live from orbit.
I got an email from her neurosurgeon yesterday, and it went great. I mean, as well as he could expect, and she's recovering.
Doctors replaced a section of her skull with a prosthetic. That section needed to be removed immediately after the January rampage in order to relieve swelling, Dave.
Evan, gas still about $4 a gallon, but...
Pain at the pump will not keep us at home during the holiday.
AAA's Robert Darvelnay predicts nearly 35 million Americans will travel Memorial Day weekend, but will spend less. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't have to be an active OnStar customer. There's no obligation. But you have to push your blue button soon. And maybe a Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a Chevrolet Corvette Convertible, a GMC Yukon Denali, or a Buick Enclave could be yours just for pushing one little button. Sweepstakes exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button push per vehicle.
Energy ignored safety and allowed dangerous conditions to build inside a West Virginia mine until the blast last year that killed 29 people. That according to an independent investigation that's out today. No comment yet from Massey. Thousands of people are in shelters along the Mississippi River, flooded out of their homes.
Now, I've never been in a flood area, never seen nothing like this before. Never thought this would, you know, happen to me.
She's in Vicksburg, where early this morning a man died.
The man was pulled from floodwaters near downtown Vicksburg, Mississippi. The county coroner says he died from a brain injury related to drowning. He's identified as Walter Cook, 69 years old, spotted by a patrol boat clinging to a fence. But when they reached him, Cook was already floating in the water. It's believed to be the first death related to the Mississippi River flooding. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
The mothers of the two Americans jailed as spies in Iran for nearly 2 years are going on a hunger strike in solidarity for Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale. Shane's mom says they have haven't heard from the two for months. The two claim they entered Iran by mistake while hiking in Iraq. Their trial's been delayed. The credits are rolling for a filmmaker in France, his time at a famous film festival over.
After saying he sympathizes with Adolf Hitler, Danish filmmaker Lars von Trier has been banned from the Cannes Film Festival. A statement from organizers says von Trier is persona non grata at Cannes for his comments at a press conference where he said that he understood and even sympathized with Hitler. He later said he was joking and issued an apology. But despite his worldwide film success and even winning the top honor at the festival for A Dancer in the Dark back in 2000, he's no longer eligible for Cannes prizes. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow's barely moving, down 5 points. But the big mover is LinkedIn, where people make professional contacts online. It's now being traded publicly, and its price has nearly doubled in its first day of trading from $45 to $87 a share. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and the Bot, hey, 8:05 on May the 19th, it's a Thursday and a great day.
I'll tell you, that was amazing, and we've got plenty more. I'm just thrilled that we've got three or four days here with the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. These guys and gal are really going to be spectacular. By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is KCNR. It's 8:05 in the morning, currently 57 degrees. We're going to have a fabulous day today. The weather's going to be high, sunny, and we're going to reach up to about 81 degrees tonight, mostly clear with around 52. Of course, the chat room is open, and we always ask you, when you come into our home, all we ask for you to do is to be civil. And we appreciate that very much for all of you who chat and call here. We are taking your calls. We've got callers coming in. You know what we're going to do tomorrow at the Pancake Breakfast? We're going to give away some more rodeo tickets tomorrow live from the Pancake Breakfast. And we may have a couple that we're giving towards the end of the show for those of you who can't be down at the Pancake Breakfast. And I know that sometimes we've got 10,000 people strong. Okay, here we go.
I just received a word from my local fire weather expert, who I happen to be married to. If you happen to see smoke off to the east, it is from a large wildfire in Alberta, Canada. The smoke plume actually extending from Vancouver all the way down to Los Angeles. It's a huge smoke plume, so nothing going on locally, but that's what's happening with that smoke that you'll see off to the east during sunrise. That's probably going to hang around for a couple of days, so nothing locally going on with that.
Okay, the our guest in for this segment is Congressman Wally Herger, and the congressman is in the building right now. He's surrounded by Marines, so we're going to take a we're going to talk for a couple minutes. We'll take a break, then when we come back, we'll have the congressman. You know, it's interesting to see that when you think about the Marines and doing this and being in 43 trips, and people go, well, I mean, why would they do that? And I'll tell you why. It's the fact is that the Marines, when this color guard is out there, people appreciate the fact that they're there. One, two, it's a great recruiting tool, and you know, and then people get to see them on a much different basis than you do as the seeing them like in a recruiting or something like that. So anyway.
Hang on the phone, and well, it's very much like why do we have the American flag? Yeah. It's called symbolization. There is a symbol. The flag is for all of the. It's for America. It's a symbol. So anyway, that's it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water cost. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. It's all 8:11 in the morning on May the 19th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care on 1751 Hartnell Avenue, suite number 1, 223-2325. It's Dr. Joseph Leia. Now, this is our optometrist. We trust him. He has glasses for the whole family, contact lenses. He has an on-site lab, latest design with progressive lenses. Now, Dr. Leia is the one that ensured that Linda's eyes were being taken care of and being taken care of correctly, as everybody knows that listens to our show. That's why we have no problems at all in recommending Dr. Leia. Again, Dr. Joseph Leia, 223-2325. Our guest today is Congressman Wally Herger.
Oh, okay.
And I need some help here just for a second.
Okay, just a moment. All right. So currently 57 degrees, and you know that it's 8:12 in the morning. We're really excited about the day. It feels like it's Friday, actually. And you know what we're going to do before the end of the show today? Okay, now what we've decided to do, we've been flashing these tickets around for you. Not yet. But at the end of the show, we are going to give away some rodeo tickets and pancake breakfast tickets. There's still a lot of string that's going outside of the studio with the Marine Corps. But now we can focus. The doors are closed. You're here. You're present. So welcome to the program, Congressman Wally Herger.
It's great to be here.
You're in the house.
I'm in the house, and how great it was to be here with these Marines.
That's right. You know,
boy, do you know when you're around the Marines, you know our country's being well taken care of and looked after when you see these young fellas, I mean, with these muscles and
haircut type.
Good looking
big Marines there.
I bumped up against one, and I thought, whoa, that's like bumping up against a car or a wall.
I'm glad they're on our side.
Congressman, we've got some people on the phone and everything, but let's kind of start off with the economy here. Everybody's coming up with different plans. There's the group of six. There's other things. What do you foresee here in the near future?
Well, we have to get our country turned around, and we know we go through recessions. This is our 10th recession since the Great Depression. Now, what is different about this is that it's gone on so long and it's been so deep, and I think a lot of that is because of bad policies, bad management in Washington, D.C., to be quite frank with you. And part of that is we're spending way more than what's coming in. 42 cents out of every dollar we're spending is borrowed money. 40% of that is coming from China. And today, this year, 2011 is the first year that the baby boomers begin retiring, those born in 1946. We have 10,000 individuals retiring every day. So we have to get our country on a sound financial basis, which it isn't. And you can't have at least part of the Congress, the president, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and their group, who says there's nothing wrong and we don't need to do anything. We have to tighten our belts. We have to cut back our spending. We have to begin doing the type of things that will give those who have some money, our small businesses, an incentive to begin investing and begin hiring again. So that, in a nutshell, is what I think. And, of course, we have two groups. One's going east and the other's going west in directions. I mean, 180 degrees opposite of each other. And I think the American people, however, get it. They say, let's live within our means. They've had to cut back what they spend in their households, and it's time we begin doing that in Washington.
Okay, Congressman. Let's go to the phones here. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah,
you have a question for the congressman?
Yeah. I'd like to know what he intends to do with this H.R. 1249, which is a bill that would Europeanize our patent system by bringing us over to a first-to-file system, as opposed to what we have now. What we have now is first-to-invent. A first-to-file system would be horrible because people who commit industrial espionage would have an easier time of it if they could be the first to stamp their name on an application. And it would be a horrible idea to convert us over to first-to-file just to be like Western Europe.
Okay.
Okay, great question.
Charles, here's what I understand. This legislation is in the Senate. I mean, H.R. 1249, of course, is in the House. The challenge we have now is lawsuits. The challenge we have now is that we have people that will go out and file, and we have lawsuits that will hold up these patents for years, and those who have a lot of money to be able to take them to court will say, oh, yes, you might have filed first, but I really came up with the idea before you did, therefore I should have it. And again, these things are tied up with millions of dollars being spent. The idea is that there's no perfect way to do anything, but to simplify and to take this out of the court, say, okay, whoever goes in and files first, that's it. So it's a controversial issue, but the other side of the coin is to try to begin eliminating all these horrible lawsuits that go on and on and on in our patent system.
Here's a question that came in from the chat room. To me, it's somewhat amusing, but what do you think about the fact that Nancy Pelosi's district got all of these health care waivers, and 20% of the health care waivers and there were restaurants and nightclubs and stuff? I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am, and Carl, I have no reason not to believe former Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was purely a coincidence. That was not anything that somehow she had control, being the top Democrat, that where everybody else has to suffer with this Obamacare and Nancy Pelosi care, that somehow her district has 20%. I'm sure that's only a coincidence.
Well, you know what? Stranger things in life have happened, I suppose.
Yeah, I can't think of what they are, but I'm sure there must be.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got a number of other questions coming in here. We've got to take a break before we start on it. So this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:18 in the morning. Our guest is Congressman Wally Herger, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, we're going to beat that drum all day. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Linda Bott, 8:22 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by the weather.
Well, Carl's looking at me because, you know, we do have just a fabulous forecast here today. We'll be high with 81, sunny day, mostly clear tonight with low around 52, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 83, and tomorrow night we're going to have a mostly cloudy evening with low of 53, so it's great for the rodeo. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. If you haven't made your reservations for the music room this Saturday night, just a few seats left, 474-5546. It's going to be a great night of jazz and a great celebration. Come out and join us. Carl and I will be there, and we'd love to see you.
Linda's birthday.
We know that everybody splits up a lot of things. There's so many wonderful things that are going on in the North State. And right now what's really great that's going on is that we have Congressman Wally Herger in the House, and we are taking your calls at 605-4567 and your chat, your questions at KCNR 1460. And I know that you've got something that's in the tube right now that you want to ask the congressman.
Well, you know, it concerns veterans' issues. I think the latest statistics I saw, Congressman, were something like 750,000 cases, filed cases in a backlog. Some of them are taking, you know, a year or longer. I think 45% of them are over 120 days. You know, what can be done to lessen this and, and to start taking care of the veterans? Because I mean, it's not going to get any better. We're talking, you know, thousands coming back. I think it said something like 10,000 a month were coming back to California.
Well, that's our challenge, and of course, the government bureaucracy, wherever you are, and of course, our office is dealing with these coming back in a number, and I want to encourage anyone who is having problems that we can help them with that come with us, but it is the old story of a government bureaucracy being dumped on, and it's completely inefficient, and my understanding is we deal with the Oakland office, and they're one of the worst in the nation, I'm afraid. The priority has to be our veterans. If we didn't have the veteran, we just see these great Marines, and of course, Carl, you're a Marine, and others, we have to take care of these. We are not free by accident. It's certainly one of my highest priorities, and it's, excuse me, it's something we just have to kick the bureaucracy in the rear and get it moving.
Do you know of any laws that are being passed, being introduced that says, you know, before you do, before you go to point A, we're going to start taking care of the these veterans. I know that there's been more money put into the veterans program in the last couple of years than it has been in years before, but we're still, like I said, there's still this backlog. There's still a lot of these young men and women coming back home. They're just, they just don't have the facilities to treat them.
And as you know, we've been increasing health care. It's increased here in Redding. Chico has a facility. Marysville, Yuba City, just getting a new facility. So we're dramatically increasing the health care and what we're doing for the veteran. But again, as you mentioned, we have thousands of veterans now with the extended war in Iraq and Afghanistan that have been going on now for years. Now we're getting these soldiers coming back, and the bureaucracy is always an incredible problem of getting that modernized, being able to work where they don't have stacks of data that's piling up, and it's just continuing to keep the pressure on. And Carl, again, is certainly a top priority of mine and certainly of the constituents that we represent here in Northern California.
Absolutely. And you're right, the VA clinic is expanding, and of course we have the VA home that's being built, we hope, and the cemetery that's out there that unfortunately we use a lot. What's the latest on Iraq and Afghanistan, Congressman? I mean, I know Iraq is winding down. The Iraqis have asked to keep troops there a little bit longer, yet we're still losing our Marines and soldiers and firefights in Iraq. And then, of course, Afghanistan is the spring offensive. What's your take on what's going to happen in Afghanistan? Are we going to declare victory and get out, or is this going to be another 10 years?
Well, it's not a simple process. We have, as you know, radical terrorists, jihadists, who it's their religion to kill us. That's what they, and if they die doing so, they go straight to heaven with 72 virgin wives. I mean, these are not, it's not like fighting the old Russians, who at least they wanted to live too. I mean, this is a different group who don't give up. They keep fighting, and we have to always be vigilant. It's important that we continue to train the Iraqis so they can defend themselves, so that we continue to remove ourselves more and more. Probably they're going to need supervision for a while, but it should be the type of supervision where they're the ones out in the front, not us. And Afghanistan, we've made tremendous progress there, actually, in the last couple years with the surge, which we did there, like we did in Iraq. You basically have to overpower these people. But again, it's I have some concern from the administration. It has always seemed that their heart hasn't really been in defending ourselves abroad. There's some good things that they've done, certainly in Iraq, but I certainly have concerns there. But I mean, this is probably a challenge that's going to be going on for a while, but we need to make sure we continue to transfer the fighting from us over to both the Afghans and the Iraqis.
I think the Iraqi experience has shown us that we were a success there. And I've just reading lately from what General Petraeus said when he was leaving, was that there have been a number of successes in Afghanistan. But as you know, Congressman, you go to all these events like we do, is that, 10 years. We've been doing this for 10 years, and it's starting to, how many more of those young Marines are out there? I mean, there are thousands that we just keep recruiting, and they keep going back. Anyway, it's close to all of our hearts.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be taking a break here in about a minute. And we've come back. We've got a lot of questions about the health care plan. We've had numerous doctors, and including the administrators of two hospitals, Shasta and Mercy, on the show. And the Obamacare has been something that everybody has got a lot of consternation with out here. We want to talk about that, and we want to talk about, what you see coming down the road that's going to be positive for us, out there. You know, you still see where environmental things, the economy, the border, and we're going to talk about that too. We've already got a bunch of questions about securing our border. And I'm just, we got about 30 seconds left.
When we come back, I know that besides going with some of the questions in the chat room, I really want to talk to you about some hot buttons. What is, like, when you go back, what is the first thing that's going to be happening? But we've got to take a break. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. Carla Lindebaugh here on KCNR 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama is just minutes away from being introduced in Washington by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He'll be making a speech on America's policy in the ever-changing Middle East. White House aides say the president wants Congress to approve increased funding to aid new regimes in North Africa.
It's worth several billion dollars to Egypt and Tunisia, some of it debt forgiveness, some of it U.S. and European guarantees for private investment, all of it intended to stimulate job growth in countries where the youth unemployment rate tops 30%. New sanctions on Syria were announced yesterday, targeted President Bashar al-Assad for the first time and included more of his lieutenants and more government agencies.
Fox's Wendell Goller at the White House. The new sanctions are in response to the hundreds of deaths that have come from anti-government protests in Syria. The White House saying Assad needs to accept alternate views or leave office. This is a Fox News alert.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Churn Creek Road, across from the post office.
Here we go.
Linda Buck on the spot. Linda Buck on the spot.
Hey. Hi, Linda, this is Linda Buck. Join me right here on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not, or On the Spot with Linda Buck. Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Vaught, 8:35 in the morning on May the 19th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great place to get a haircut. They give discounts to veterans. They give great haircuts, and it's man's last stronghold. You won't see Oprah on the TV when you walk in there. You see Tim and the Man in Black. Do great things for our community and for our veterans. Our guest, Congressman Wally Herger, we have a caller on the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for the congressman.
Yes, I do. It's concerning the debt ceiling, which we just recently hit, and the sky didn't fall down. But my question is regarding the military. It's my understanding that the military is discretionary spending, whereas the entitlement programs like Medicare and Social Security are mandatory spending. I have a two-part question. Number one, how did it get to be that way? It was my understanding it was done in the 70s. Why is the military discretionary and not mandatory? And two, is there something that Congress can do to change that situation so that the military isn't held hostage every time something like this happens?
Sally, that is a very good question. You know, how it got this way, I don't know. They, of course, in the 70s, they set up the health care, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid are mandatory programs. They're programs that however much they spend, that's how much is allocated. Our military spending has traditionally, depending on what was going on in the world, if we were in Vietnam or whether we were in between Vietnam and Iraq, has gone up or has decreased depending on what was going on at the time. So I guess it was in that area of what you vote on every year of what's going into it. But I agree, we at least need a minimum amount that would be something that's always guaranteed. Actually, my thought, Sally, there isn't anything that should be mandatory. Everything we should be voting on every year. And it's not that you're going to cut something, but we have programs. We cannot sustain the health care system we have now that's going up. Medicare, Medicaid, we cannot. They are not sustainable, particularly with 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day that are going on to the system. We have to change it in a way that it is sustainable. And everything needs to be out that we need to be going over every year, not just 37%. That's what is discretionary right now, which includes Social Security. 67% is non-discretionary. That's on automatic pilot. It should all be, I think, discretionary, where we vote on it every year.
Well, my concern is for the military, because it just seems like they're held hostage and they shouldn't be the first one to take the hit.
I agree. I mean, that's our number one. That's the number one responsibility of the U.S. Congress is to defend our country, and I couldn't agree more.
Hey, Sally, thank you very much for your phone call.
Thank you.
Okay, we've had some questions in here on the Obamacare and the chance of it being repealed, or at least parts of it being repealed. Is you see that
Is that going to happen, Congressman?
Well, Carl, of course, in the House of Representatives, that was one of the first votes we took in January, was to completely repeal the Democrat health care bill, President Obama's health care bill, and we did repeal it in the House. Of course, in order to become law, it has to pass the Senate. So it hasn't. Harry Reid hasn't even allowed it to come up. And President Obama has made it very clear that he would veto it coming through. So what we're doing is trying to defund anything we can in parts of it. So that's what we are doing that we can't affect. And it's really going to take the 2012 election, where we have a opportunity to either hire or fire the current president and put someone in who will sign a repeal of the Obamacare and a Senate that will vote it through.
Well, we're going to take a break here in about 30 seconds, but you know, the one thing that all the doctors that we've had on and that we have talked, every one of them has talked about these onerous regulations that have been put on them, the fact that it's so hard to do, they're having to hire people just to keep up with the administrative part, that are health professionals, not just like an admin person, they're a health professional, to be able to even to keep up with this. And now the payments that they're taking, they're paying the same amount for a triple bypass now that they did 15 years ago. And so, you know, the whole system is and especially under, you know, with the new regulations, is just scary to them.
So. Well, it is scary, and that's why we see in Nancy Pelosi's district, she hears the same things that we hear. I talk to doctors almost every day. I'm chairman of the Health Subcommittee in the Ways and Means. As a matter of fact, I'm going up to MacArthur to look at another hospital. I go around to all the hospitals. I mean, what you're describing is what I hear every place, and it's so bad that even Nancy Pelosi, of course, she's answering her constituents, so she gives them exemptions. The rest of us don't get exemptions, but she does. I mean, this is outrage at its worst.
Well, we're going to take a break now. We come back, there's a number of questions about illegal immigration, which is another hot topic. President just talked about it down in Texas, but there's so many other questions about this. This is Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. Our guest is Congressman Wally Herger. It's 8:40 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The law office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the law office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the hardworking people at Northern Lights, would like to remind everybody about the ethanol-free 93. Not for only your weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws, but it runs great in your watercraft, motorcycles, and all those off-road buggies and jeeps. We also have the two-cycle oil mix, motor oils, and synthetics. And be sure to have an extra barbecue bottle sitting around. We've got the 2.5-gallon ones, just came in. We don't want anybody running out on Sunday. In Corning, ask for Robin, Vanessa in Weaverville, And in Redding, there's too many pretty faces to list. So just come by and give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dogathon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's Spinning Frisbee Canine Team, Doggy Personality Contest, and Agility Course. Visit the Arts and Crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place. They treat veterans great. They give veteran discounts. Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the state, and Joe and Shelley. Support our community and the veterans.
Now, we promised we were going to talk about illegal aliens and health care and what's happening. But, okay, one of the things that I think really has people freaked out right now, summer months, vacation, gas prices. What do you think?
What do I think? We have more energy in coal, in oil shale, in off our coast, both coasts, Pacific, Atlantic coast, out in our Gulf of Mexico, up in Alaska. We have more than any other nation in the world. We have three times more energy through coal than Saudi Arabia has oil. There's not any reason why we should be importing any energy at all. We have enough to last this for 100 or 200 years that we know about. So what we see happening is the radical environmental community has put so much pressure on this president and of the Democrats in Congress where we can't get anything done. We can't develop our own resources. So therefore, we're dependent on a very shaky Middle East, countries like Venezuela, people who don't like us, that if there's even a hiccup over there and there's just a little bit of shortage, it drives the cost of gasoline up to $4. And we know that if there's, again, any type of battle or war or anything that goes on where something shut off, we could go to 5-6 gallon gas. Or some of us who are old enough can remember the 70s where we didn't have gas, where we had long gas lines, and you bought gas every 2 days.
Every other day.
If you could get it. So this is certainly, Linda, we were talking about what our issues are when we go back. We have so many that are going on, but certainly energy is one of the big ones.
I know that we seem to talk, we read, we listen. A lot of things are in generalities, like they, us. Do you think in our generation, meaning in the next 50 years, or the future generation, that we in this country are going to be able to be self-sufficient and sustainable with our energy? Are we going to drill? What do we have to do in order to lift the bans on, and do you think we should?
Well, I absolutely think we should. I mean, we have the greatest technology and engineering in the history of the world. Back in the 1960s, we put men on the moon and brought them back again. I mean, anything we set our mind to, we figure out how to do it. And with the technology we have, we do it. We may have an accident, you know, that are bad accidents once in a while, but you go in and you design and engineer around it, and so it doesn't happen again. So we can do this, whether it's ships up in Valdez or whether it's an oil spill out in the Gulf, we can do this. But we have people like the president that we use that as an example to shut off all our exploration at a time when unemployment is running 9% or so, and higher than that in many states, like here in the North State, but Louisiana and states where they've shut off workers who would be out working on these drilling rigs, and these drilling rigs deep ocean are going to other countries now to drill, going to North Africa or someplace. I mean, it's outrageous because of a president who says he's not going to allow us to drill or put so many regulations in where we can't. And all of this leads to driving our gasoline prices higher. It doesn't have to be that way. If we have a different president and a different Senate, we can turn that around. And we can turn it around within several years. I mean, like, once you begin doing something from scratch, it's maybe 10 or 12 years to get it. But we have areas where just the fact that we're going to do it will lower prices because people know it's coming online. It lowers the speculation of what's going to drive, and we can see our prices come down.
You know, the we're actually giving billions of dollars to other countries for oil exploration. That means that we're
Brazil, for example, that the president allows them, gives them money to drill, but we can't discover oil here in our own Gulf.
Well, the thing is that, and then I believe the House passed being able to drill off the coast, and then the Senate killed that just in the last few days, I believe. And, you know, that's the thing is that it's we are depending on other sources for our main source of energy here. You know, 10 years from now, you know, okay, let's just hope that, you know, okay, we've got other things. You know, everybody talks solar, wind, you know, all these other types, but they're not here. It's going to take a long time to develop that. It's going to take a long time for us to bust the cycle of petroleum. If we don't take care of ourselves, and I can't understand why people don't understand this. I mean, I'm not even looking at it from a partisan way. I'm just looking at it from a way in America here is we've got it. Why don't we use it? That kind of thing. I mean, is it
common sense. I've been in Washington now a while, and I have come to the conclusion there are some people that are from Mars and there are some from Venus. They are in different – there's Nancy Pelosi's from San Francisco's, and there's our kind of people from rural California, the rural part of America. And I'll tell you, it is your planets away from each other on your ideology. So it really boils down to who do we elect in the elections. We had a big turnaround in this last election, just this last year. 87 new freshmen that have joined us. We retired Nancy Pelosi as speaker, you know, the one where the coincidences of the health changes were made in her district. But it is like a different Congress. It is completely different in the House of Representatives. And we have another election coming up just in a year and a half from now, and we can change who the president is, and we can change the Senate. And then I think it's going to be we can start seeing these positive things. Linda, what you were asking me, is there anything positive out there? Absolutely there is, and it can be done through elections. And the glass is half full, it's not half empty.
So we, our guest this morning on KCNR is Congressman Wally Herger. We're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460, be right back.
Crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Be on the lookout for the lone stranger and sidekick robbing a local bank and hiding the loot. You can win cash just by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Saturday morning it's parade time in downtown Reading starting at 10 a.m. Thursday is the start of the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events are still on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Barrelman Crash Cooper, and, of course, bull riding. Get ready, Reading. It's rodeo time. Get your tickets to all the rodeo action at the Reading Convention Center box office.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Back down.
All right, we're back on.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Lindabot, 8:55 in the morning on May 19th.
We've got some hot things that we're going to hit here, but before we do, okay, you guys, I know I told you I've got both my hands filled here. On my right side, for the first caller, because we want you guys to have these before we do our live remote tomorrow morning, 605-4567. Anne is going to be standing by. She's going to be taking your calls. I've got four tickets to Saturday night's rodeo. Four tickets, you guys. That's for May 21st, Saturday Night Rodeo. That's one. The second caller is going to get two tickets for the pancake breakfast.
Okay. Our guest, Congressman Wally Herger. Congressman.
Yes.
The man or woman running for president for the, you know, for the Republican Party. What do you see right now?
What I see right now is that we don't have an A team out there right now. And that's not to say we won't see one later on, but we need to see a prime. There's nothing like seeing primaries, see these people duke it out. You know, we've seen poor Newt Gingrich. He kind of came in and flamed out within a week. So, you know, we want someone who's tough and strong, someone who can endure, someone who has fire in their belly to be our next president. And I think we'll see that in the next year, but I don't think we've seen it yet.
Okay. And I agree with you. People, when we talk about it, we're going, who's in the middle of this thing here? You know, and you'll see, I mean, Donald Trump, people are actually looking at Donald Trump. And I'm going, oh, okay. When you get back, you've already kind of addressed it. But what's the big thing everybody's working on now?
Well, we can't keep spending 42 cents out of every dollar borrowed money. That's not rocket science. We have a incredible opportunity to begin turning that around, reducing our spending as through this debt limit. And we're not going to be talking about saving millions or billions. We're talking about a trillions that we're looking at saving that we're going to have to cut, not down the line someplace cut, but real cuts. A trillion is 1,000 billion. So that's what the big fight will be coming up here in the weeks ahead, I think.
Is anything going to be untouchable?
Nothing should be untouchable. I think taxes, we can't take any more money out of people's pockets. I think taxes, we are not going to. Now, we might adjust them. We might lower, but I think the net tax increases should not increase. So we may see some of that. But basically, we have to figure out what do we do to give people confidence in our economy that we're turning around, that we are beginning to live within our means, that we lessen regulations, that we lessen corporate tax. We're the highest corporate tax in the world. Do the type of things where people are going to want to invest in the United States and grow jobs.
I know that the when you're looking at it today, they announced there's 405,000 new people we're putting in for unemployment. Where the number's down, it's still well over 400,000. And we need an average of something like 300,000 jobs a month, which we're not even close to, new jobs a month, to keep the growth. And we're not even close to that. The recession is still here.
It's still here, and we can turn it around, but we need to positive policies that will help do that.
Okay. Our guest has been Congressman Wally Herger, and we always appreciate you coming in here, Congressman.
Well, I appreciate you more than you appreciate me. What an incredible privilege and honor it is to fight the battle in Washington. Thank you very much, and all our listeners. It's great. There's no greater place to live or greater people than here in Northern California.
Thank you for coming to the show. It's great.
I tell you, that's what the Marines said. You know, they just said, hey, we're coming next year if you invite us already. So they've already had a pretty good time. Again, Congressman, thank you very much. And that's one thing that you've always been since the beginning. You were here on our very first show that we did back in December 14th of 09, and you've always been accessible to us, which means accessible to the people.
You're great. What a team in front of me. A Marine and his wife. His Marine wife. Wow.
That ain't better than that. Proud to be, too.
The showgirl. Okay. Again, today we're looking at, or tomorrow, we've got the pancake breakfast. We're going to be on a remote. We've got Meet the Marines at 11:30 at the
Turtle Bay Cafe.
Of course, then the rodeo tomorrow night, and then, of course, the big parade on Saturday morning.
Hey, you guys, so we still have tickets left for the pancake breakfast. We gave away the rodeo tickets, so go ahead and give the station a call, 605-4567, for those pancake breakfast tickets for tomorrow morning, two of them.
Yeah, stop by and see us tomorrow. We're going to be down there in the Gulch. So it's Carl and the Bot and Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.